Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, a community-owned and operated hospital. Here for you when you need us. From emergency care to routine checkups and screenings, caregivers are here and ready to provide the safe, high-quality care you need close to home. Online at sanjuanregional.com with the latest health information and resources to help you live life better here. It's 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, October the 19th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM, over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up, our focus this hour, Aztec Schools. We'll be talking with Associate Superintendent Jonathan Acree. He is my guest this morning, so stay tuned for that, beginning our conversation in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on in the hour, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, and our video audience will be seeing some of the pets available for adoption this week from the shelter. That is coming up at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Next hour, of course, it's Roving with the Arts, our classical music program. Mick Hess this morning is featuring music from the great Joseph Haydn. That's coming up today, next hour on KSJE. And in addition to our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter account, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to the KSJE podcast on all the popular podcast apps. So wherever you get your podcasts, you can subscribe and search for KSJE and subscribe from there. Places like iTunes and Spotify and Pandora and iHeart, you'll find us on all those popular apps. So check us out and search for KSJE. Weather forecast, it is mostly sunny this morning outside our studios after some little showers overnight tonight. We're expecting a mostly sunny day today with some increasing sun. The high 59 in Farmington today, 32 overnight tonight. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer tomorrow. The high 64 on Wednesday, 66 on Thursday, sunshine and 68 on Friday, and maybe mid-60s with sunshine for the weekend on Saturday and Sunday with overnight lows getting a bit warmer too, from about 32 this morning to mid to upper 40s on the weekend. Let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning to talk a little bit about his job at the Aztec Municipal School District. Jonathan Acree is here, again, Associate Superintendent of Human Resources. Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to be able to chat with you a bit.
You bet. Good for you to be here. And so, Human Resources, you are involved with all of the hirings and employees of Aztec Schools then, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's my world. So after Mrs. Prokop retired, who was our deputy superintendent previously, I was fortunate enough to be selected to step into this position. A lot of my world is focused on being able to attract and recruit teachers, retain teachers, and not just teachers, of course. School districts end up running with a lot of people. So we look for bus drivers, we look for technology folks, we look for maintenance and custodial workers, administrative assistants. So it's a lot of trying to draw people in and get the best people we can for Aztec Schools.
Right. And I imagine that's been a bit of a challenge during the last 18 months with the pandemic and things along that line. We hear a lot about teacher shortages, not just here in San Juan County, but statewide and nationwide, is that something that you're being affected by?
Most certainly, yes. We've been fortunate. We've been able to fill the vast majority of our positions, and yet we still have just a handful that kind of tenaciously are hard to be able to fill. And so we're always trying to seek great people and come up with creative new ways to be able to reach out and let people know that there's positions and opportunities within Aztec. We do that, of course, through online advertising and through reaching out via social media and those sorts of things, trying to be able to draw attention to our little corner of the world.
Sure. And I would think even in the times before COVID, there was a lot of maybe, for some districts, traveling maybe to educational conferences and things like that and recruiting. Imagine that there's not a lot of that going on these days, but maybe you'll get back to that hopefully in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very limited. And so now a lot of our focus, again, has moved to this more digital space where we're trying to connect and reach out to people using our global world now through the internet.
Right. And part of that, we were talking before we came on the air this morning about even something maybe as simple, but not simple, as the website really reflects what Aztec Schools kind of stands for. Imaging, you know, culture, all those things can be embodied in a website. And so it's important to have that maybe as robust as possible.
Most certainly, yes. And people who visit our website will see, or have been there previously, will see we recently just launched a brand new website. And one of the things that we're really excited about with this website is it allows us to kind of draw together all of the different social media avenues and communication avenues that we have to be able to share things with the public at large. And so what's fantastic is now people can visit our site and have really up-to-date information, be able to know us very well, and then from there be able to start applying with us through online application processes and those sorts of things. So we've really been trying to move to a place where we're making it as simple to find out about who we are and as transparent as possible. If somebody thinks that we're a good fit for them, they're able to start that process smoothly and easily right through our website.
Very good. And of course, websites can be all things to all people. And so it's really important. And I know you're not a website designer, but it's important maybe that the website meets the needs of parents and students and also potential employees, which is what you're talking about.
Most certainly, yes. And as we think about, you know, parents and students and trying to make sure that we're delivering information to them, as a part of that new website adoption, we also ended up rolling out a brand new parent app. It's available on, you know, really any place that you download apps from, iTunes Store or Google Play Store or what have you. And it's just called the AMSD app. But what it does is it ends up allowing parents to download the app, and they can then kind of subscribe to news feeds for the schools that they're interested in. So then as schools end up posting updated information, right there in their pocket, parents will get a little notification saying Kugler Middle School just updated their calendar or what have you.
Right.
And immediately information is delivered to parents, trying to help make sure that they are aware of all the different happenings and great things that are happening within Aztec schools.
Very cool. And I think that's really important for parents, that they're not having to get information from every school, because perhaps, you know, their kid doesn't go to every school, so they only want the one school where the kid goes and only hear about that and not be overloaded, because that's what happens with social media and other forms of media. Get overloaded with other stuff that maybe we don't find as interesting as the stuff we really want to pay attention to.
Most certainly. And that was one of the big goals with it, was to try to find this balance. So as parents end up getting the app, district-wide knowledge, or not knowledge, I'm sorry, district-wide information,
sure,
rather, will be communicated out kind of always, but then they can individually select what sites or what have you they need to get additional information on. And really the goal being that there's a lot of people that we serve, even within my little corner of human resources. While my focus a lot of times is on recruiting and drawing in staff, I still want to make sure that we have strong connections to our community and that we're serving our parents and our students. And so a really good tool like this helps make sure that we're able to keep those communications in place and reach out to the people we serve.
Very good. And the app, again, is available on the Google Play Store and the Apple iTunes Store and
most certainly
wherever you get your apps for your devices.
Absolutely. We also have little buttons and widgets and other things on our website, so somebody can hop on and just click, I want to download the app, and it'll take them right to the relevant store and get them connected.
Well, there you go. Very good. That's the way of the future, I think. And so a lot of districts are doing this, and so Aztec Schools just add it to the list.
There you go. That's exactly it. And, you know, with that as well, again, we're trying to just kind of embrace that digital age. If there's one thing as we've worked through our current times, we've found that, all right, having to go to a more digital space is just absolutely necessary. So I was very fortunate. I had wonderful predecessors before me, again, Mr. Carpenter, Mrs. Prokop, who really established strong procedures within the district. So I'm kind of standing on their shoulders to take those wonderful things that they established and digitize them. And so we're moving into a digital application space. We're moving into a digital training space. So as we onboard new employees, they can very quickly complete that, you know, a lot of times boring and unglamorous HR paperwork.
Sure.
Right from the comfort of their home, right after they've ended up getting the position. We can get them connected with training, and they can start working through that training so that when they arrive on day one, they already have fundamentals under their belts, and they're ready to hit the ground running and work with their kiddos.
Right. And that's important. And again, it may be kind of boring, but it's necessary to have those steps taken place and completed before day one, as you mentioned. So that's important for folks to understand. And I would think, too, you know, for parents and others, you know, we're kind of in this microwave world that we want it right now when we want information or want a hot pocket cooked or whatever the case may be. We want access to that information. And so having that website easy to use, easy to navigate for anybody, parents or potential employees or students or coaches or whomever, that's an important thing too, to be able to navigate and find the information that you're looking for. Everybody can have a website, but not everybody can have a well-working and well-laid-out website.
Most certainly. And I think that was one of the big projects is, as we moved to a new website, we wanted to be really mindful about, all right, if we have somebody land on our website, we want them to be able to access whatever information they're after within one or two clicks. Because if you really have to start digging after a little while, it's like, why am I even on this website? And so the goal was to try to make it so that the site was as intuitive as possible. The same with our application process. The goal was to try to make it as simple as, you know, we're all fairly comfortable with being able to sign on to Amazon and make an order or what have you and fill out forms on that site. So let's try to recreate something very similar when it comes to our application process. That way we're not putting up barriers for people who may be interested in joining our team.
Right. Right. And so far it's working well.
It's been
as
fantastic.
Designed.
It's been wonderful. One of the other things that I'm really appreciative of is after we get folks onboarded, one of my goals has been reaching out and connecting with individuals and asking, all right, well, how was your experience and what was confusing and what can we do better to be able to support you? And that process has proven to provide some of the best information for me, because then I'm able to circle back around to processes and see where we can smooth things out and improve and just iterate on that process. Because again, right from the get-go, as we're onboarding people, they're looking at our organization and they're looking at Aztec Schools and they're starting to figure out, well, who are these folks and is this a good fit for me? And so I think making sure that we're continuing to connect with them and listen to them and improve our processes is essential, because it shows our staff, who are brand new as they're joining the team, who we are and kind of what we expect from everybody, which is, you know, continuous improvement and trying to grow and learn.
Right. And that's another big part of recruitment, I would think, too, is when you're talking to folks who maybe are coming in from other parts of the country or not familiar with Northwest New Mexico or the Four Corners area or all that stuff, they may be wondering, you know, what is going on, what the city is all about, what the community is all about, what the district is all about. And that's something that you can show, hopefully, through a website and for plus or minus, right? If
Absolutely.
Links don't work and things like that, that's a negative. If they can find something they need in two clicks, that's a positive.
Exactly. And so we've tried to just be exceedingly mindful about making sure that our portrayal across the board is very clear on who we are and that it really does represent who Aztec is. Many people may have seen that we have a new logo as well. Part of the move for that new logo was we wanted to just make sure that folks were able to recognize Aztec Schools for who we are. One of the things that I'm particularly proud of in Aztec is everyone's a tiger. whether it's our kiddos at an elementary school all the way up through our high school. Our alternative school also is our Tigers as well. And this wonderful unity is just a core part of who Aztec is. And so we wanted to make sure that we had a logo that reflected that we had a tiger front and center on that, and that we were making something that was very recognizable as Aztec. I mean, you can't hit Aztec city limits without seeing orange and black all over.
No kidding.
And so wanted to make sure that was reflected within our logo, that we had tigers available and present, and that our website and that our application processes, videos that we published out, all of that really had that feel so that people were immediately able to recognize, oh, this is an Aztec thing.
Right.
And connect with us in that regard.
Which is what a good logo is supposed to do.
That was the hope.
Right. So mission accomplished, I would say. My guest this morning, Jonathan Akery, is here. He is the Associate Superintendent of Human Resources for the Aztec School District. And we are talking with him about his job. And the Help Wanted sign is still out then. You're still looking for a few folks for the school year?
We have a handful of teaching positions that are currently open. Website has all of those postings up and available. In addition, we're always looking for individuals who are interested to come in and help with substitute teaching. In addition, we have openings for bus drivers, as well as substitute bus drivers, maintenance positions, and custodial positions. And one of the things that's really something that I'm proud of is that we have a lot of support available. So as we have people join our team and come on, we end up having training, and we will help make sure that folks are comfortable before we release you into the wild to start making magic happen with
right.
the students.
Good to know. And a lot of these jobs, though, I would say, too, are probably jobs that do require a little bit of maybe background checks and some training, and so I just can't walk in at 8 o'clock and get a key and start working in the next few hours.
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of prep work that goes into these.
Yes, indeed. So we actually have a very thorough background check process. And that's necessary, of course, because we want to make sure that we're keeping our students safe. And we're also wanting to make sure that we're keeping our staff safe. So there's a thorough background check process. In addition, many of our positions require a degree and some sort of certification or training as well. In some cases, there are opportunities to be able to do alternative licensing. Even then, with that, we help make sure that folks are connected to any kind of alternative license programs. A lot of those are done right here through the college.
I was going to say, paging Salmon College, right?
That's
because
exactly.
We have a great program here that helps with that.
Most certainly, and we have a great relationship to be able to connect with that team and help make sure that we're helping people build brand new skills and feel successful when they come in and start working with us.
Right. And part of that alternative licensure program, too, is the new skills, but also the existing skills that these folks have from their careers and whatever else they've been doing. Again, if they've got a four-year degree, it's a fairly, I don't want to say easy process, but I think it's pretty well documented that they can make it fairly painless to kind of get into that licensure program for teaching.
Most certainly, yes. And a lot of times that previous four-year degree can help really set somebody up for success. We've had individuals who have come in who were, for example, engineers who are
sure.
now teaching a math class. How wonderful, because they're able to bring so many real-life skills to the table, and then as they're completing that alternative licensure program, they're then also gaining new skills in how to be able to engage and work with students, and it turns into a truly beneficial thing for our kiddos in the classroom. Or alternatively, we sometimes see people who were previously counselors now coming in to teach at an elementary school, for example. Well, goodness, somebody who's so connected to social emotional needs of kiddos, that's a wonderful thing to have. And so now we can go ahead and help support them in building teaching method skills and getting them connected and making a positive difference for our kiddos.
Right, but they have those embedded skills too from their previous careers.
Certainly.
Of all those insights and things that can be really helpful in that position.
Absolutely,
I would
absolutely.
Think, so.
It's wonderful. It's one of the things that I'm constantly surprised at, because people coming in from different backgrounds and different industries bring such wonderful insight. In fact, actually, a fundamental part of our current training program came from an individual who came from an external career field And as they came in one day, we were chatting, and they said, "You know, in my previous field, this is how we ended up completing things." And it got me thinking, well, gosh, why couldn't we have our own online training system and those sorts of things? And it just fundamentally changed the practice simply by having somebody who decided to make a career change and jump into schools, and with that, bring their insight and knowledge and share it with us.
And found a different way to do it, I
Absolutely.
guess.
Helped
So
improve practice all the way around.
there you go. Very good. We were talking a bit about the shortage of teachers, of course, not just here but everywhere. And I asked you if there's any poaching from other districts or things like that, and you were telling me before we came on the air that everybody kind of works together when it comes to staffing and things like that. Administration kind of off the table there for a moment, because
That's
maybe
right.
that's
It's a
where
whole
we
different story.
yeah that's a little ruthless. But for teachers and things like that, I mean, all the districts kind of work together, do you see?
I feel like we do. I feel like the especially Aztec, Farmington, Bloomfield, we're all so close that we have kind of this shared ecosystem. And so one of the things that I really appreciate is there's no animosity. Instead, we try to really put the focus on our individual staff members and trying to help them find a location that's going to fit and work for them. And because of that, sometimes we have folks move from, for example, Farmington to Aztec or vice versa. And when that occurs, I'll often speak with Mr. Pash, my
Your colleague at
colleague
Farmington,
in
right?
Farmington. Yes. Goodness, I could not find the word there. Thank you. And always pleasant conversations, no hard feelings, just goodness, I think this person might be a great fit in your organization, and trying to help make sure that really our staff are finding locations that fit for them and that they can be the most successful in.
Very good. And of course, with Aztec, do you sometimes kind of look a little bit across the state line there to see who might be looking for a
Very
commute
much.
maybe down to New Mexico once in a while?
Yeah, very much. In fact, I would say probably about a third of our staff actually come from Colorado direction. And so it's not uncommon for us to reach up and work with Fort Lewis College and other organizations up within Durango, as well as trying to do some recruiting up there. Really just trying to help, again, find staff who might be a good fit for the organization and that we might be a good fit for as well,
Sure.
because really it's both ways there.
It has to be. It has to be.
Absolutely.
Very, very true. We talked a little bit briefly about training at the beginning of the program. I want to ask you a bit about that, because I know your teachers, as well as teachers in every district, have been through a lot these last 18 months, from teaching in person to online to hybrid to partially online and face to face and back and forth, and all these different things they've been asked to do, and they've done it, and
Amazingly.
you know, and guiding the kids each step of the way. And so talk to me a bit about your staff at Aztec Schools and how they've responded to the demands of this pandemic that everyone's been through.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how incredibly just, I'm going to sound super sappy here, Scott, but just proud I am of our people because they show this constant resilience and tenacity despite the hardships and whatever new curveball comes up. Sometimes it feels like our rules, our requirements are changing as often as the wind changes. And our people have overwhelmingly been able to respond and pivot by taking on new skills, whether it was moving to online learning, getting comfortable with a medium similar to this, though certainly not nearly as fancy,
Right.
through
We're all
webcams
Zoom
and
experts now, aren't we?
exactly,
Yes.
exactly, and being able to connect with students and manage things through there, to even being able to at the drop of a hat recognize, oh, for student safety, we may need to close the building for a couple of days, and they can move from in person right onto online learning very, very quickly. Again, it's I certainly don't want to paint a perfectly rose-colored picture. There's definitely been growth and lumps and struggles along the way, but oh my goodness, our people have just been astounding as they've really taken each challenge on and have worked to make sure that it is that we're keeping our focus on our students and meeting our kids' needs.
Right. Well, and I would think, too, again, as your teachers dealt with all these different things, helping their students along, too, because for the problems that teachers may have had, students may have had the same things, figuring out how to get online or how to find a Wi-Fi hotspot or whatever the case may be. They were probably the first line of defense and help for the kids in their classroom that suddenly had to change gears and do something different.
Most certainly. I mean, gosh, now all of a sudden it wasn't just knowing about teaching and social emotional learning and all of the other things that teachers on a regular day have to know about, but now they're also a technology help desk. And so it became important for us to try to be able to provide some supports to them in that regard. But then in addition, trying to lighten their loads. They shouldn't have to carry all of that. And so providing them with some simple skills on here's some basic troubleshooting that you can do that might end up alleviating or solving a problem. But if that's not working, let's establish a help desk through our technology office. So we're then able to have parents make contact with our technology office and we're able to go ahead and troubleshoot with them. Absolutely not something that we were anticipating we would ever have to do. But again, super proud of that team over in our technology office because they took that challenge on and found a really creative way to be able to get phone calls in and help route people to somebody who might be an expert and be able to solve their problems very quickly and hopefully smoothly.
We just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning, Jonathan Aker from Aztec School. So let me ask you to maybe put on your look into your crystal ball and look forward for me and see kind of how the school year will finish and how things will be going into the future as hopefully we come out of the pandemic and things maybe return to some normalcy. How do you think Aztec Schools will do? Will you find all the teachers that you need? What are your thoughts on the future?
You know, I'm eternally optimistic. So I'm very, very hopeful that as things continue to improve and a sense of normalcy continues to resume, we'll be able to finish drawing in our few open positions. And what I'm particularly excited about as I look ahead is there's so many new things, new skills, new tools that have come to the table. And so despite these difficult times, there's a lot of positive. And what I'm excited about is for us to be able to hold on to that positive and continue building upon it, because I think that it's going to be a wonderful way to continue engaging our students and making a difference for our community.
Very good. And I think that a lot of students have learned a thing or two during this last 18 months of just maybe how resilient they are.
Absolutely.
And how outside of the box thinking that they are, and that maybe they thought they couldn't do it and come to find out they could.
Shining stars.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Sir, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Jonathan Akery, the Associate Superintendent of Human Resources from Aztec Schools, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.